It's 8:56, 38 degrees. It's time to check in on the commodity markets this morning with Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill. What are you seeing out there this morning?
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. I'd say kind of a mixed picture this morning, basically looking at, you know, South American weather and prospects for next week's USDA supply demand report. But right this minute, mixed price action this morning with the advance of the last few weeks appears to be losing some steam. But the profile for the most markets remains short, and we're expecting and are entertaining ideas that short covering efforts may grind higher for the next several weeks. In light of this, be mindful that the basis will probably retreat if the futures markets do work higher. As we speak, we've got the corn market currently up a quarter of a cent basis to March at 3.72¾, May at 3.77¾, also up a quarter, July 3.82¾, also up a quarter, and new crop December 3.94½, up a half. Really close to the catch-up sell zone as far as we're concerned in that new crop price. March beans currently down 3½ at 8.82¾. Meal down $2.40 a ton at 272.2. And the oil market is also up about 27 ticks at 31.06 a pound. July beans, 8.91¾, down 3. New crop November beans down 2¾ at 8.94¼. The wheat market showing plus signs. March wheat in Chicago, 4.78¾, up 3½. July wheat, new crop, 4.87¾, up 2½. Kansas City wheat, up 4¾, up at 4.70. And Minneapolis wheat is 4.99½, up 3¾. Hog market and cattle market both showing mild advances. Hog market up about 20 cents, and the cattle market up about 52. Macro news, China has apparently made its boldest overseas takeover move as their state-owned ChemChina submitted a bid for $43 billion for the Swiss seeds and pesticide group Syngenta, an apparent move to improve domestic food availability. Our daily visit to the volume and open interest numbers this morning shows corn open interest up about 3,000 contracts on a volume yesterday of 361,000 contracts. As we mentioned earlier, and the market profile lends itself to additional short covering, which could last for several weeks. If you recall, last week the soybean market advance is considered to be the most mature, so we're looking for that market to telegraph the beginning of the end as this recovery effort as it develops. Part of the answer there will probably be predictions of South American weather and harvest progress, currently estimated at about 17%. That compares to 12% a year ago. Weather doesn't appear to be a hindrance at this particular point in time. Also looking ahead for the USDA supply and demand report numbers next week, ideas are that maybe South American production estimates could be trimmed. We've been looking for this for the past couple of months. It hasn't really surfaced yet, so we're cautiously looking for an adjustment in those numbers. Domestically, no real point of change, and so we're just going to be waiting patiently to see what Uncle Sam has to say. Other than that, not much new to report.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for your report today.
Thank you, Brian.
You bet. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday. Weather-wise, we had a little sunshine a bit earlier this morning. Cloud cover has taken over, looking for breezy conditions. Maybe some scattered sprinkles or flurries this afternoon, a high of 40 degrees. Colder tonight, mostly cloudy skies, down to a low of 21. Mostly sunny for the day tomorrow, the high 34 degrees. Mostly clear tomorrow night, a low of 23. Mostly sunny for Friday, the high 39. That'll start a bit of a warm-up for the weekend. Saturday calls for a high of 45 degrees. Sunday, a bit of sunshine and a high of 46 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.